Hey guys, welcome to church tonight, Wednesday night at 7 p.m. I'm excited to hang out with you guys and excited to speak a word to you. Tonight we're going to be talking about if it had not been the Lord and kind of remembering or thinking about what our lives would have been like if God hadn't been on our side. And this week in part of my daily reading, I was reading the scripture was Psalms 124. And reading through that scripture just reminded me of who God has been to me in the past. And we're going to talk about that tonight and talk about how this scripture gives us hope to get through some difficult times that we're dealing with or difficult seasons we may find ourselves in, and how remembering Him helps us to go forward. So before we start, let's pray together. God, I thank You for this day, and I thank You for who You are and just how wonderful You are, how magnificent You are, God. Just the inability to express how awesome You are is just worship enough sometimes. And I thank You tonight for being with us and just being here in this room with us. I know You're here because I know I brought You with me. And God, I pray that You would help me tonight to speak a word that makes sense, to speak a word that's encouraging and challenging, and God, to help relay the message that You relayed to me earlier this week. I pray that You would just help us tonight as a church to continue to bind together and continue to pursue the goal of reaching souls for You and just reaching people to help them in whatever state they're in and to help build this community in a better way for You and to help grow the kingdom of God. We thank You so much for who You are, and I thank You again for this opportunity, and I pray that You just use me tonight. It is in Your name I pray. Amen. All right, so we'll read the whole chapter of Psalms 124. It's about 8 verses, and kind of go through that and then talk about, kind of break it down a little bit with some other scriptures to go along with it. So let's jump into it, and then we'll talk about it after that. Psalms 124, verse 1, "If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, then they would have swallowed us alive in their burning anger against us. Then the waters would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept over us. Praise the Lord who has not let us be ripped apart by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the hunter's net. The net is torn and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of Yahweh, the maker of heaven and earth." So as I read that this week, I was kind of, it spoke to me in the moment, you know, when you read, and then sometimes it's just like that, oh, I kind of needed that. Then, you know, you begin to think about it a little bit more, and as I begin to kind of turn it over in my mind and look at it in different ways, the first thing I noticed here was that it's written in past tense. So he says, if the Lord had not been on our side, we would have been, then they would have swallowed us alive in their burning anger. He's talking about things from the past and talking about how God showed up and fought for them in the past and how He protected them in the past. And I began to think about the dry times in my life, and I began to think about the times in my life where it's either, you know, we're dealing with struggles or dealing with major issues, or you're just in one of those times that kind of feel like a wilderness patch where you're just not getting what you need and you don't know where to find it because it just feels like you just can't get there. And I began to think about those times, and I began to think about my mindset in those moments. And a lot of times what happens is, you know, maybe it's a major issue that you're dealing with. Maybe it's, you know, one of those great big things that you need God to help with. But maybe it's some of the things that just kind of pile up and just kind of get in the way. And when we're in those times in our life, it's easy to mess that priority up. It's easy to kind of forget who God has been for us in the past. And I think one of the first things to remember here is to genuinely remember, if it had not been the Lord, if He had not been on our side, what would things have looked like? Where would we be? What would have overtaken us? What would have tried to take us out? I'm sure just like me, you've got a long list of things that God has brought you out of and protected you through, whether it be times of disease or health issues or mental health issues or spiritual problems or just physical stuff that you found yourself in, and you walk away and you're like, whoa, that had to be God. How'd I get out of that? And the biggest issue, I think, with when we get to struggling with these things is that we forget who He's been in the past, like I said. And as we begin to forget who he is in the past. We allow these things to kind of pile up in front of him. And we allow, maybe it's just the things we get busy with, whether it's, you know, work, school, job, hobbies, kids, sports, all the things that we just kind of get busy with, and we let those pile up. And then when we get to the point where we're really dry, or we get to the point where we're just not feeling God the way we need to, or the way we want to, or the way we used to, sometimes it's because we can't see God anymore. Sometimes we've let all those things get in the way, and we can't figure out where he's at. And we've let those things kind of pile up to where we've forgotten who God was. And we've forgotten to prioritize him in a way and to live our lives in a way that is a worship-filled life, and a life of worship and a life of sacrifice to him. And when we do that, we find ourselves lacking. And I think that remembering who God is first can help us to move forward, and remembering what he's brought us out of, and going back and finding strength in the victories we've seen him work through before. And then we can remember, you know, if God is the same yesterday that he is today, that he's going to be for forevermore, then if he brought us out of that, he can bring us out of what we're going through, and then we can gain hope that it's going to be better tomorrow. So kind of one of the things to think about tonight, and we're reading through the scriptures, is it's critical in these moments and in these times in our life that are dry patches or rough times, or, you know, we're just struggling, to recount, hey, man, God, you were good when you did this. God, you were so strong, and it was so awesome when I saw you do this, and this miracle that I witnessed, and this whatever. You recount how many times God has delivered you or worked on your behalf or has been there as the providential God that he is, and it helps us to gain strength to move forward. That's one of the things to think about with the scripture. And then the next thing I noticed that he says, we have escaped like a bird from the hunter's net as we move down. In another version, I think it was King James Version, it says, we can escape the snares of the enemy. When the Lord's on our side, we can escape the snares of the enemy. And what I noticed about that is that it's not saying we can avoid the snares of the enemy. We can totally go around them or miss them or see them every time. Sometimes we get caught up in those things. Sometimes we get caught up in the trap. Sometimes we're in the hunter's net that he's talking about, or the snare as it talks about in the King James Version. And when we find ourselves in those moments, if we don't remember who God is, it's hard to find the strength to get out of those. It's hard to find the way out of that. And what I said about kind of setting our priorities right and kind of getting those things set up is, when we get stuck in those times where, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be, we think about snares, we think about traps, we think about all these things, we think about major vices that people deal with and major issues that people deal with, but sometimes it's the smallest little things that can get us caught up and hung up. It's just like walking through the woods and you get stuck on a briar, and it's the smallest little thing that you just can't seem to get away from and can't seem to get through, that mess us up and that keep us from seeing God as who he is. And I've noticed in my life that when I get to these points and I know that I'm just stuck right there, I'm like, man, I got to get out of this. Man, I got to keep moving forward. Golly, I feel dry right now, or whatever is going on in that moment, that I get stuck in that little snare and I get caught in that. And then because I'm caught and I can't move this way or that, if I don't have my priorities right, I've got a whole bunch of stuff stacked up in front of me where I can't see God. And when we're caught in those times, and it's going to happen, we're humans. It is what we strive to be like Christ, and we strive to be holy. But we're going to get caught up on little things every now and then. Sometimes things are going to grab a hold of us and not let us walk away. But in those moments, if we don't have that set right, we can't see God, and we can't find God. And it takes some effort to remember and to figure out where he's at and how we're going to move on from that. And I think that effort is what the writer of this psalm is doing here. He's going back and he's saying, man, if it hadn't been God who was on my side, I wouldn't even be here today to write this psalm. I wouldn't be here today to speak this word. I wouldn't be here today to even pray about the issue that I'm having. God has been on my side in the past, and He's here today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is everything, the beginning and the end, and everything in the middle of it. And when we begin to remember that, we can find strength and say, oh yeah, He was there then, He's here now. Let me refocus this. Let me get this stuff out of the way. Hey God, can you come to me in this moment of trial and struggle and help me out of this? And what's cool is in the King James Version, it says it too here. It says in the King James Version, it says something to the effect that He destroys those snares. He takes them and He just annihilates them. Here it says the net is torn. It's a lot less dramatic in the Holman Version. And I was going to preach out of the King James, but decided to use Holman because I trip over my words really bad in the King James. But what I liked about that is that not only does He help us escape, in that moment He begins to destroy that issue. It's disintegrated. And it shows us that in those times that we get stuck, we catch ourselves, we're hung on that thing, and we call out to Him and we're like, hey God, man, I need some help. I gotta get to you. I can't make it to you. Can you make it to me? And then He comes and He sets us free, and then He just breaks the trap. He just breaks it right there. And what we learn from that is that it's we learn to see those traps sooner. You know, my cousin got into trapping for a few years, and he was working on trapping kind of, you know, coyotes, rabbits, and foxes, and all these things. And he was talking about how he had to kind of change up how he would lay his traps. He couldn't put them in the same place every time. He couldn't put them in the exact same orientation every time, because they would see when one got caught, and they would be able to remember, oh, that's a bad spot. Oh, that's we can't go there. We die when we go there, you know. And he was talking about how it was remarkable how smart they were and how he had to be on his game when he was setting his traps. And Satan does the same thing. I'm not calling my cousin Satan, but just remembering that when we get delivered from those moments, we're able to see those traps in the future. And when we're in those times, we can say, oh man, this is one of those times where I just need to step back and I need to refocus and I need to reorient myself. I've been here before. I understand this. I've been through this. God has helped me through this before, and I remember how He did it. And that's how He breaks those traps. That's how He begins to annihilate those, is helping us to remember and to learn from those issues that we've had before, and to learn from the times where we felt hung up and struggled. And then instead of taking 2 weeks or 2 days or a month to get over it, we can see it within the hour when we check it, and we're like, oh, okay, yeah, that's it right there. And I think it's so critical as Christians to learn how to be mature enough in that to, number one, recount the times that God has been faithful to us and has shown His just power in our lives, and to gain strength from that. But number two, to understand that, yeah, we're going to get caught up sometimes, but we've got to be mature enough to move on past those. We can't keep getting hung up by the same dumb thing over and over and over again and expecting things to be different and expecting to move forward in our walk if we're doing the same silly things every 2 months or every whatever. We find ourselves in that same cycle. He's trying to help us break that cycle so that we can get closer to Him, and we can be not just be better Christians, but to be more holy and get more of our flesh out of the way so that we can be even closer to Him than we are now. And I think that it takes a level of Christian maturity to be able to do that and be able to recognize that, because it takes effort to recognize traps. If we're kind of lackadaisical in how we walk and how we conduct ourselves through the week and how we the situations we find ourselves in and all those things, if we just kind of mosey through life and kind of float around in it, we're going to fall into those more often than not. But if we have our eyes and we're vigilant about the things that we're doing and we're purposeful about the actions we take through the day and try to make those actions that are going to advance the kingdom, we're able to see those things so much more easily. We're able to understand, oh, I've been there before. I'm not going to mess that up. Oh, I've been here. Okay, I've seen this. This is a trap. This is something that's going to try to get me caught up in this train of thought, and then I'm going to go down this road, and then my mind's going to be derailed for a week. I've been here. I can stop this train now. And it helps us to do that, but it takes that Christian maturity and it takes that mindset to say, I'm going to learn from my failures rather than experiencing them over and over and over again and whining about how bad things are. So remember who he is. Understand that we do get caught up in things sometimes, but also see that he's there to break those traps and teach us if we'll pay attention to it. And the very last thing on this, the last part of this scripture, it says, our help is in the name of Yahweh, the maker of heaven and earth. And to get to that final point, and just to remember, and just that worship and that praise, to remember that, and that's where our help comes from. That's where it's at. He is the supreme authority. He's the one who is always victorious. He doesn't lose. He's got an undefeated record, and he always will. And to understand that we have access to him through Jesus, who is that way that we can get to him through that ultimate sacrifice. We have that relationship with him, and we can own and operate in that. But we have to remember that that's where our help comes from. Because a lot of times, I don't know about you, but when I'm in these times where I'm struggling, or I'm caught in this moment, or I'm caught in this section where I just can't make it through it, I begin to try to rely on my own strength. I'll go down and I'll try to mess with the trap and try to get it off my foot, or try to pull the briar out of my shirt or my pants and fuss with it. Where all he's saying is, hey man, call out to me. Let me mess that. Let me break that trap for you. Let me get you completely out of that. And in those moments, it's him who makes us free. And it's his strength and his power that makes us free. And I think it's so hard to refocus in those moments. Because, you know, when we get caught up with something, we begin to, you know, if you think of a rabbit who gets caught in a snare, immediately his eyes are going to go to wherever he's caught. He's going to look at that trap. He's going to focus on what's got him messed up. And in Psalms 121, 1 and 2, it says, I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Almost identical to that, but it's teaching us to look up. It's teaching us to look away from the thing that's messing with us and refocus our eyes back to him. And to look not just internally at ourselves, but to begin to look at God and just be like, hey, I'm stuck again. I need some help. I need you to be here. And when we begin to do that, it helps us to not focus on ourselves, not focus on the trap or the issue or the problem, but to begin to focus on the one who can fix it. And a couple other scriptures I had tonight, specifically Isaiah 54:17, and this is a very common scripture. It says, no weapon formed against you will succeed, and you will refute any accusation raised against you in court. This is the heritage of the Lord's servants, and their righteousness is from me. This is the Lord's declaration. Now in this moment in Isaiah, it's part of a long kind of blessing here that's going on, but it reminds me time and time again. It says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. And what I like about that is it reminds me that, man, they're going to be formed. The weapons are going to be made. They're going to be fired at us. They're going to be, you know, traps set out before us. It's going to happen. When we're doing things right and we're pursuing God in a way that we're really trying to make a difference and we're really trying to advance the kingdom and we're checking all the boxes and doing things right, the traps and the snares are going to become more common. And we feel like, man, I'm doing so good. I'm doing all these things. Why is it difficult? Why is it hard? It's because we're doing it right. Satan's firing at us again and trying to take us off that course because we're advancing the kingdom. But what's cool about that is it says that even though it's formed, and then in this scripture in Psalms 124, even if we are caught in those snares, it's not going to prosper. It might slow us down a little bit. It might set us off our track for just a little bit. But we see that God is able to keep us free from that, and God is able to deliver us from those things and then break those traps if we'll pay attention to it. So tonight, a little bit different outline, a little bit different kind of style, but just to break down a scripture that is something that helps us to get through difficult times, to get through times where it just feels like it's just meh, where it's just kind of a plateau. And we get stuck there. Number one, remember who God has been for you. Gain strength in the deliverance and the power that He's shown you throughout your entire life. And if you can't think of anything, think about the miracle of life itself. The fact that God created this body that you live in, that is just this enormous chain of chemical reactions and all of the things that your body does to make you think, and the ability to even breathe, is a miracle in and of itself. Think about trying to create that yourself and tell me that He's not big enough. And if when we do that, it helps us to gain strength for those times where we feel just those desolate places, or the times where we just feel hung up on little dumb things and little traps or snares that try to take us off our walk with Him. And then when we get caught like that, hey, God, I need some help. Reestablish that connection with Him. Get the junk out of the way so we can see Him, and then learn from it. And then at the end of the day, man, just remember that our help comes from Him, and He is 100% almighty and an undisputed champion of everything He's ever done. So I hope that helps you tonight. I hope it kind of gives you some encouragement and some hope, and know that it does take effort, but when we call on Him, He's faithful to answer us, and He hears us every single time. And if we're desperate and we get in that point where we're just crying out to Him and we've got to have some help, man, He's never failed to show up for me. And I don't think He will for you. Sometimes He takes a little longer than I feel like He should to teach me a little bit of a lesson. But He always has a plan, and He's never failed to show up. So I know He's going to do the same thing for you, because He's God. And He's just so big, He can do that. So let's pray together as we get ready to close tonight. God, I do thank You for just being You. I mean, just being the champion of everything You have ever tried to do. And so many times in our life, we try to conduct our lives in a way where we pursue perfection, and we do our best to be perfect. And we try to be so much like You, and then when we fail, we're so distraught, or we're so messed up, and we feel like we're never going to make it. But God, You fulfilled the law through giving us grace, and allow us to live in that grace and understand that when we're pursuing You, sometimes we will fail. Sometimes we're not going to get 100%. Sometimes we're not going to get to 50%. But Your grace is what allows us to maintain that relationship with You, as we understand that when we fail, if we learn from it, and if we can glean from that moment a way to move closer to You, man, You are so faithful. You are so faithful. And I'm reminded that Your hand is not shortened, that it can't save. Man, mm-hmm. You can get to every part of where we've been. You can get to every single spot on this earth, and every single spot where we try to crawl into the depths of who we are and avoid the issues we have. God, You can reach those things. And God, I'm reminded that even in those moments where we feel like we can't see You, and even in those times where we feel like we can't get to You and we can't be filled with who You are, that You're a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And God, that You're there. You're omnipotent. And You're just everywhere all at one time. And it's just unbelievable how incredible You are in that. I pray that You help us to learn from this tonight, God, and move forward in this, and learn to be mature enough to see traps as they're set out from us, as You deliver us from these things, and as You help us through these difficult times, God, to understand that, hey, You went through this so You could learn something, and to help us to be mature enough to see those things so that we can be closer to You, and then ultimately just help other people, just to be able to advance the kingdom by showing other people You through who we are, and to be true Christians, and to be Christ-like in a way that people see You in us. Undeniably, I thank You, God, just for this opportunity. And God, I just pray that You continue to be with us in this church. God, I know that we're moving forward, and we're doing our best to follow You. And I pray that You would just continue to strengthen us and bolster us, God, as a family and as a corporate body, God, in this church, that we can move forward as a group to You. And I pray against the attacks of Satan that are trying to come against us, and just to to avoid them, God, all in all, and to understand that when we're following you and we're really seeking you out, God, that you're there to direct our paths. And it's in your name that I pray tonight. Amen. All right. You guys have an awesome night. We'll be back next week and we'll try to do the same thing. See ya.